Researchers from the University of Chicago surveyed members of 34 nations to find out how proud people are of their country. Some may be surprised to know that the United States topped the list. Tom Smith is a director at the University of Chicago's National Research Center. Reporter Tony Cox spoke with him to find out all the reasons why Americans have so much pride in the U.S.
Let's talk for a moment, if we can, Tom, about how the survey was conducted, and particularly, how were the number of countries, the 34 countries involved, chosen to be a part of this?
Well, the countries are chosen by going around and finding countries that are basically interested in participating. In other words, it's a collaboration. We had 34 members at the time this study was done.
So of the 34, the United States has come out on top as being the most patriotic, that's right?
Well, we call it national pride. It's obviously related to patriotism. The United States, we asked about how much pride you had in your country in 10 domains, and the United States had the highest overall ranking. It was actually first in 5 of the 10 domains.
So what does it really mean, Tom? Help us understand the significance of this. Is this Americans saying that they feel that we are the most patriotic, or are these other nations saying that they consider the United States to be the most patriotic?
Each country is answering the question in terms of their own country. So in the United States, it's how proud are you with the way democracy works? Canadians, how proud are you in terms of the way democracy works in Canada and so on across the other domains and other countries?
So how do you measure this? What kinds of questions do you ask that give you a sense of what people consider to be national pride?
Well, we ask about 10 domains that kind of run the gamut of things. Pride in democracy, political influence in the world, the military, science, art, sports, the way minority groups are treated. 10 different domains that really covers most of the major elements that exist in a society.
So the United States ended up first overall, but not necessarily in any individual category.
Right. We were first in 5, and we were first in the categories that we think of as kind of the power dimensions.
Which are what?
Political influence, military, economy, for example. The one we ranked lowest in was pride in our Social Security system. That was one in which Western European countries ranked much higher than the United States did, and France led as being the country in which their citizens were most proud of their Social Security system.
Let me ask you, how long have you been involved with this research? How many years?
I was one of the original founders, so back in 1984.
All right. So then, are you surprised by any of the findings this time around?
Well, some of the findings, we had done a round one with 20-some countries about 10 years ago. So the United States, we knew, would rank high. It ranked 2nd earlier. But some of the other findings are unanticipated. I certainly did not anticipate that Venezuela would be the 2nd most highly ranked country on pride. Number 4 was South Africa. Mm-hmm. And while I think I understand why they're so high, again, I think I only understand it after having seen the results and not something I would have necessarily been insightful enough to predict it ahead of time.
Well, we are in a war footing right now. Does that play into this?
It does. Of course, it helps to explain why we're number one with pride of our military. The other countries that have very high pride in their military are either engaged in armed conflicts like Israel, or they at least have very large militaries, which means they have a major stake in it.
I don't see any Arab nations here. Is that by design, by accident? What?
It's neither by design nor by accident. It simply reflects the reality that in a number of Middle Eastern Arab countries, public opinion polling is not allowed. And in the ones in which it is allowed, it's not well developed. In other words, there are not the academic institutes in existence in most of those countries that could be our collaborators. We do have, not an Arab country, but we have just as our latest member, Turkey. So we will certainly have a Muslim country in the Middle East in the next round of data.
One other thing before I let you go. Is this a good thing or not? Is there such a thing as perhaps having too much pride?
There is. First of all, you may have too much pride in that it's exaggerated. That is, You really think, you know, for example, take a sports analogy. You just really think your team is the greatest. You have great pride in it, but it really isn't that good, so it loses games, okay? So you could have this kind of overblown pride. The second danger of too much pride is when pride becomes nationalism, when it becomes aggressive and outward-directed. And this is why, since the end of World War II, Germans in their schooling system have taught children not to have excessive pride in their country because of the lesson of World War II.
So what does this tell you about American pride, this survey? Where does it fall in that?
Well, for the United States, I don't see it as excessive. I see it as a very important resource that exists that helps to keep the country active in world affairs.
Well, it certainly would seem to be appropriate given this Independence Day. Hip, hip, hooray, I guess, huh, for the red, white, and blue. Thank you very much, Tom, and happy 4th of July to you.
My pleasure.
That was reporter Tony Cox speaking with Tom Smith, a researcher at the University of Chicago. That's our program for today. Thanks for joining us. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. And if you'd like to give us a comment, call 202-408-3330. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.
And ever again divine. And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here.